The Growth of Love. 4. The very names of things beloved are dear, and sounds will gather beauty from their sense, as many a face through love's long residence groweth to fair instead of plain and sere. But when I say thy name, it hath no peer, and I suppose fortune determined thence her dower, that such beauty's excellence should have a perfect title for the ear. Thus may I think the adopting muses chose their sons by name, knowing none would be heard or writ so oft in all the world as those. Dan Chaucer, mighty Shakespeare, then for third the classic Milton, and to us arose Shelley with liquid music in the word.